But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord slew him. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron, and said unto them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness, he shall bear his iniquity. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. Beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, The seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and then I be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him not, and he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be sin unto thee. Then shalt thou bring forth that man or that woman which have committed that wicked thing unto thy gates, even that man or that woman, and shalt stone them with stones till they die. When the host goeth forth against thine enemies, then keep thee from every wicked thing. If there be a controversy between men, and they come unto judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, if the wicked man be worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according to his fault by a certain number. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. As saith the proverb of the ancients, Wickedness proceedeth from the wicked, but mine hand shall not be upon thee. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial, of those that went with David, and said, Because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered, save to every man his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put into fetters. As a man falleth before wicked men, so fellest thou. And all the people wept again over him. How much more, when wicked men have slain a righteous person in his own house upon his bed, shall I not therefore now require his blood of your hand, and take you away from the earth? Then hear thou in heaven, and do, and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen, whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. Then hear thou from heaven, and do, and judge thy servants, by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. And if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house of God, and also all the dedicated things of the house of the Lord did they bestow upon Balaam. For they have not served thee in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat land which thou gavest before them, neither turned they from their wicked works. And Esther said, The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device which he devised against the Jews should return upon his own head, and that he and his son should be hanged on the gallows. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. This is one thing, therefore I said it. He destroyeth the perfect and the wicked. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where? And who is he? If I be wicked, why then labor I in vain? Is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thine hands, and sign upon the counsel of the wicked? Thou knowest that I am not wicked, and there is none that can deliver out of thine hand. If I be wicked, woe unto me, and if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion, therefore see thou mine affliction, for it in but the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost. The wicked man travaileth with pain all his days, and the number of years is hidden to the oppressor. God hath delivered me to the ungodly, and turned me over into the hands of the wicked. Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. Surely such are the dwellings of the wicked, and this is the place of him that knoweth not God. Triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment. In the fullness of his sufficiency he shall be in straits. Every hand of the wicked shall come upon him. This is the portion of a wicked man from God, and the heritage appointed unto him by God. Wherefore do the wicked live, become old, yea, are mighty in power? Lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out, and how oft cometh their destruction upon them? God distributeth sorrows in his anger. For ye say, where is the house of the prince? And where are the dwelling places of the wicked, that the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction? They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Hast thou marked the old way which wicked men have trodden? Yet he filled their houses with good things. But the counsel of the wicked is far from me. They reap every one his corn in the field, and they gather the vintage of the wicked. Let mine enemy be as the wicked, and he that riseth up against me as the unrighteous. This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors, which they shall receive of the Almighty. And I break the jaws of the wicked, and pluck the spoil out of his teeth. Is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity, which goeth in company with the workers of iniquity, and walketh with wicked men? Is it fit to say to a king, Thou art wicked, and to princes, Ye are ungodly? He striketh them as wicked men in the open sight of others. My desire is that Job may be tried unto the end because of his answers for wicked men. He preserveth not the life of the wicked, but giveth right to the poor. But thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold on thee, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Look on every one that is proud, and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name for ever and ever. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higgion, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell in all the nations that forget God. The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He has said in his heart, Thou wilt not require it. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted, the wicked that oppress me from my deadly enemies who compass me about. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Draw me not away with the wicked, and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved for ever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. To the chief musician, even to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked? For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. Thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For, O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor for ever. I said unto the fools, Deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, Lift not up the horn. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. How long will he judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed for ever. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked? Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. And a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from precepts. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man, who have purposed to overthrow my goings. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. Selah. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name for ever and ever. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord lifteth up the meek, he casteth the wicked down to the ground, who rejoice to do evil, and delight in the frowardness of the wicked. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. The way of the wicked is as darkness, they know not at what they stumble. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. The tongue of the just is as choice silver, the heart of the wicked is little worth. The fear of the wicked shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. A righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor, the wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom, when the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy reproach. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. A wise king scattereth the wicked, and bringeth the wheel over them. An high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them, because they refuse to do judgment. The soul of the wicked desireth evil, his neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination, how much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. Lay not wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Spoil not his resting place, for a just man falleth 7 times, and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked, for there shall be no reward unto the evil man, the candle of the wicked shall be put out. He that saith unto the wicked, Thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. As a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. The righteous considereth the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not to know it. If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth, but the righteous shall see their fall. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. All things have I seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perisheth in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man that prolongeth his life in his wickedness. Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? And so I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. There is a vanity which is done upon the earth, that there be just men, unto whom it happeneth according to the work of the wicked. Again there be wicked men, to whom it happeneth according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrificeth and to him that sacrificeth not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth, as he that feareth an oath. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him, which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked, and the scepter of the rulers. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. The instruments also of the churl are evil. He deviseth wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap, they catch men. They are waxen fat, they shine. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. The bellows are burned, the lead is consumed in the fire. The founder melteth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked, and noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. And I will give it into the hands of the strangers for a prey, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall pollute it. And he said unto me, Go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. Then said he unto me, Son of man, these are the men that devise mischief, and give wicked counsel in this city, because with lies ye have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way, by promising him life. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Say to the land of Israel, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I am against thee, and will draw forth my sword out of his sheath, and will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked. Seeing then that I will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked, therefore shall my sword go forth out of his sheath against all flesh from the south to the north. And thou, profane, wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come, when iniquity shall have an end, thus, whiles they see vanity unto thee, whiles they divine a lie unto thee, to bring thee upon the necks of them that are slain of the wicked, whose day is come when their iniquity shall have an end. And I will make the rivers dry, and sell the land into the hand of the wicked. And I will make the land waste, and all that is therein, by the hand of strangers. I, the Lord, have spoken it. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, The righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. Again, when I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is abominable? Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances, and with the bag of deceitful weights? The Lord is slow to anger, and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. There is one come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Behold upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. O Judah, keep thy solemn feasts, perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue, when the wicked devoureth a man that is more righteous than he? Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundest the head of the house of the wicked, by discovering the foundation unto the neck. Selah. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heaven, and the fishes of the sea, and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off man from off the land, saith the Lord. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in that day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. When any one heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. And there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. They say unto him, He will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. His lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. And he saith unto him, Out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said unto the Jews, If it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O ye Jews, reason would that I should bear with you. But them that are without God judgeth. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not.